Happy Saturday morning, Central Florida, and welcome into On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. You heard the voice of God there, the number to call, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. WDBO. We are here today with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and we've got Aaron Burt, Certified Financial Professional Planners at the Certified Financial Group. And if you want to get in touch with them right now, those phone lines are open, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326 is the number to call in. And Joe and Aaron, what kind of calls are you going to be taking here and at the offices today, maybe?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Rodney Ownby is taking calls this morning.
I didn't want to assume. Last time I just went in.
I understand. So. I'm pretty sure it's Rodney. Yeah. It's this morning.
Okay.
Anyway, I got the message earlier in the week, and it's been a holiday weekend, and I've kind of lost all touch of all that stuff. So I guarantee you, though, if you do call our office, you'll have to talk to a certified financial planner. And however, Aaron and I are here this morning to take your calls and to answer questions that might be on your mind, as we have been doing here for over 30 years with our WDBO listening audience. We want to take your calls, things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, questions that you might have about Social Security, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, IRAs, 401ks, all that stuff and more. These are the things that we and 10 other certified financial planners at CFG work with our clients every day. We work with our clients as fiduciaries, providing investment advice and financial planning. And we are here this morning to take your calls absolutely free. So if you have any questions on any of those topics, the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open.
Wide open.
And you can call us at these numbers.
844-580-WDBO. You heard them. Wide open. Full lines. Express lines, as I like to call them. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO.
And Chris, as a heads up, we can't see the call screener.
Oh no!
If you set it up, did you hit the magic button there?
We should have the magic button here. I will press the magic button here.
There you go.
Momentarily, and you guys will see the screeners. We don't have anything yet though, so I'll hit that button. Magic.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
So
let us know.
All right. On the show today, we got a fun topic at hand here. You know, we've been talking about a lot that's going on in the present day with being influenced by the election, and one thing that's kind of be interesting is with the market. Why your mutual funds are going to drop in price during the market surge.
Yeah, so everybody's wondering with the market going up, and you come to the end of the year, and all of a sudden the share price on my mutual funds has dropped. What's going on, Aaron?
Yeah, so this is something that happens every year, and we often get this call from our clients, even though we prompt them every year and give them a heads up to let them know that it's going to happen. But mutual funds are required to pay out what are called capital gains towards the end of the year. When a capital gain is paid, they could pay out short-term and long-term capital gains. So what a capital gain is within a mutual fund is that mutual fund manager over the course of the year is buying and selling individual securities within that portfolio throughout the year. Sometimes they're getting gains where they're selling it for more than what they paid for it, and sometimes they're realizing losses, which is where they're selling it for less than what they paid for it. And if the gains start to accumulate within that portfolio, the mutual fund is required to pay out those gains to the shareholders, which are the individual clients, at the end of the year. When that happens, what happens is you get a cash distribution into your account, and the mutual fund drops by a like amount. So if they're paying out a 5 or 10% distribution to you, your mutual fund is going to drop in value by 5 or 10%. Now, what happens also is that there's usually a little bit of a lag, a day, 1 day, 2 day, sometimes a 3 day lag. And so what, you go into your account one day, the next day you look in your account, it's down 10%, even though the markets, as we like to judge, as the S&P or the Dow or whatever, may be up 2 or 3% that day. So you see the S&P 500 up 3% and your account down 5%, and you're wondering what's going on. But what's really happening is you just got a big influx of cash into your account, which is then going to be reinvested to get you more shares. So that next year, when you get a mutual fund capital gains distribution, you'll get even more because you own more shares, and it's based off the number of shares that you own.
So at the end of the day, you're in the same place as where you started, but you see that drop in share price, and you get that sinking feeling in your stomach, and you wonder what happened. It's really just part of what goes on every year. So folks, when you look at your mutual fund statements, or you go online toward the end of the year and you see a drop in price, is generally as a result of the distribution of the accumulated capital gain. Right. So all through the year, as Aaron said, what happens with the mutual fund, they're buying and selling and hopefully making a profit. And that profit is simply increasing the share value. And then toward the end of the year, those shares, those capital gains are distributed to you. But then if you're reinvesting, it's just reinvested at the lower share price. So at the end of the day, you're in the same place.
Right.
So once again, don't hit the panic button. As Aaron said, we always send out notices to our clients about this time of year. For those clients that don't have the opportunity to hear us on Saturday morning and get the up-to-date advice, we want to tell you now. And our regular clients, of course, will get that heads up as well. So there aren't any heartburn there before the new year comes around.
But it happens every year about the middle of December. So for those people who own mutual funds, get ready for your share. And I would assume that there's going to be some decent sized capital gains distribution. Now, the smart mutual fund managers took some losses, I would think, in the March timeframe, possibly, to realize some losses. So that may help offset some of those gains. And the mutual funds that I've been going through that we own for our clients, it's been about 2-3% is the estimated capital gains payout. So.
And we took losses in March when we had the COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How'd we do that? What did we do there, Aaron?
Well, we did some tax loss harvesting, and tax loss harvesting is when you have a mutual fund or an ETF that drops in value, and you sell it at a loss because you realize that because you want to realize that loss for tax purposes. But at the same time, you can then turn around and buy a. It can't be the exact same position, but it can be a similar position.
Mm-hmm.
To then make sure that you're still in the market so that when the rebound occurs that you can ride that back up. So we did some tax loss harvesting in the March timeframe, February, March, April timeframe.
Right.
Realized some losses for our clients to help them with their tax bill come April of next year.
So we didn't get out of the market. What we did is did some tactical moves to take advantage of the decline in the market and took some losses that you can use against some gains to minimize your taxes. So it's not just a buy and hold and hang in there approach that we do at Certified Financial Group. What we do is we look at what's going on in your portfolio and make those decisions appropriately for you and your situation as well as what's going on in the market. It's part of what we do. And the nice thing about how we do it is because we work on investment management like that for a fee. When we do those buys and sells, there's never any commission. So when you see those transactions occurring in your account, and there were a lot of them back there in March, once again, there's no transaction fees, there's no commissions, no sales charges. It's because we're working on your behalf as fiduciaries. And so what we do as certified financial planners. Once again, certified financial planners are legally obligated to work with you as a fiduciary. In fact, we put it in writing at the Certified Financial Group, and that's what we do, and that's how we've built our company for over 40 years. So we encourage you to visit our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Learn all about us, what we do, and how we do it. You visit our office up in Altamont Springs. You can do a virtual meeting if you like, and you all can also can visit our new outpost down there in South Orlando in the Windermere area, and we'd be glad to visit you down there as well. So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com.
And, of course, you can call us right now. These phone lines are open, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. You can also hit us up on the open mic feature in the WDBO app, free feature. Just click the open mic. Leave us a brief voicemail. We'll play it live on the air. But the phone number is the easiest way, 844-580-WDBO. And let's go to those phone lines right now. We've got Steve calling in from Orlando.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. I am retired. I'm 68 years old, and I'm living on Social Security. I'm trying to get senior housing. There's senior housing that only you can only qualify for by the certain amount that you earn every month, and it varies. I have found a place that I do qualify for because of my earnings, Social Security earnings, but I don't qualify because I have too much money in the bank and I have assets. Now, how can I? Now I'm 68 years old. I don't want to just, spend all the money, just give the money away, and give my property away. So, what can I do?
Well, you're trying to work both angles here. I understand what you're trying to do is qualify as being impoverished, but in the reality, you're not impoverished. You've got assets and you have other income. And so I don't know that I have much hope for you. There's no way to bury that money, hide that money, other than giving it away. And there may be even a look back period in terms of when you can qualify in terms of assets. I know there is for if you want to qualify for Medicaid right. and being able to get long-term health care, there's a look back period as to what your assets were when you gave them away, and then you can't qualify for a period of time. So, Steve, I don't have an answer for you. There may be a listener out there that knows the answer.
And I'm thinking there's some might be a planning opportunity there on a, but it'd be a legal question. You would have to speak with an attorney. Possibly there may be rules surround because on the Medicaid side, I know that there's rules surrounding if you put it into an annuity and you annuitize it, you're basically giving it away and turning it into an income stream. We're not experts in this particular area. But if you call our office, we can refer you over to some attorneys that we work with that do Medicaid and VA planning. And my guess is that they've also experienced this on the senior housing side as well.
So there may be an option, but we don't have that answer for you, Steve. But wish you luck and appreciate the call.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Appreciate that call, Steve. And if you want to call in just like him, those phone lines are open, 844-580-WDBO. Why don't you go ahead and get those calls lined up while we get you the three big things you need to know. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Hey, welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. Just reminding the Certified Financial Group is one of the top 300 firms in the country, according to Financial Times. And you've got express lines right into their office right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. And, of course, you can utilize that open mic feature in the WDBO app as well. That's a good way to get in touch with us there. Open up the app, click the open mic button, and go ahead and leave us a brief voicemail that we will play live on the air. But, again, the easiest way is through those phone lines at 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Joe and Aaron Burt of the Certified Financial Group with us right now. And before we get back into the thick of things here, guys, I am curious. We did just have the holiday. Do you have a preferred or a favorite leftover snack or meal? You know, I know some people have their own kind of concoctions they make. I'm curious if you guys have your own.
My wife Kelly so we have turkey obviously at Thanksgiving time, and with the leftover turkey and gravy, she makes turkey and waffles. So we make waffles, and then she cuts the turkey up into little pieces and mixes it with the gravy and then pours it over top of the waffles.
Whoa.
It's
pretty good stuff. That's from her side of the family. We never did that growing up, but that's something new.
Everyone's always got something cool. That's interesting. Joe, do you have anything?
My wife's a great cook. She makes this mean corn casserole.
Oh, yeah.
And the funny thing about it is she occasionally leaves out an ingredient and it still tastes great.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You can't tell. So, they get that warmed up with the... I will have the turkey. We didn't have turkey this year because it was just the two of us, and we had Cornish hens, which was really good.
Okay. We smoked the turkey. It was really good. We spatchcocked it. Have you ever heard of spatchcocking? It's where you cut the backbone out and then you lay it down flat, and then so rather than having the whole turkey with the cavity in the middle, you kind of flatten it out and cook it. We smoked it on a Traeger. It was really good.
Wow. Spatchcocking.
Yeah, spatchcocking. Wow. Something new.
It was moist?
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, really?
I got to go over to Aaron's for Thanksgiving next year.
Yeah,
leftovers and for the main course. I mean, wow.
Aaron and his brother have turned out to be great cooks. They took after their old man, you know.
Yeah.
Okay?
Joe can't even spell kitchen.
Yeah. C-I-T-chin. That's how he's doing it.
Kitchen.
Yeah, close enough, right?
Close enough.
As long as you can smell what's going on in there, you're contributing. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, talking about smell, they say that that's the one of the early indicators that you've got the COVID. Is losing your sense of smell and taste. And there was an interesting article in this morning's Wall Street Journal. Listen to this, Chris. They say that 40% of us are asymptomatic.
Okay. 40% of the people 40%, have COVID.
40%
of the people who have COVID are asymptomatic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And And 80% of the remaining 60% have mild symptoms. So that's 48% plus the other 40%, that's 88% of the people are walking around with this stuff and don't know that they have
it. And don't even know that they have it. Or yes. It's just a mild symptom and think that.
Exactly. So we're going to stumble through this if we can economically get through it. It's amazing how the economy has held up despite the shutdowns that we've had.
It's been good to see the rally of everyone kind of trying to support the economy in the way of, you know, whether it be takeout or, you know, these drive-through type of situations that people are doing. Because the one thing that's really good to see, and especially during these times, is the economy being able to still be uplifted and not going into a complete and total shutdown of everything. Because the balance is key.
I think the real one of the real supports of the economy is the real estate market and the housing market.
Yeah.
You know, the housing represents over 25% of what goes on activity-wise, and that's huge. You've got these construction workers working, and all the things that go into housing, the carpeting and refrigerators and tile and everything, all that stuff, and all that stuff has to be shipped and manufactured and so on and so forth. So it's a huge driver in the economy. What's driving that, of course, is low interest rates. And the low interest rates, of course, was driving the stock market right now. So all that stuff being combined, you know, hats off to the Fed and the Treasury in March and April when they decided they really need to step up and do something immediately, unlike what they did back in 2008, 2009, when that other group was running the administration and we didn't know what we were doing. But here we are, and they made some tough decisions and right decisions and really prevented the bottom from falling out, and it's kept the interest rates low and what's driving everything right now. So we just got to get through this, and I'm sure we will when these vaccines come on the market. And you know, there was an interesting article that my granddaughter works for Fifth Third, and they came out with a interesting piece. I'm going to share with my clients, I think, this week, about the real percentage of the population that has to be protected. And that, of course, is the older population. And if we get that under control, the deaths are going to really plummet, and I think things will really accelerate. So just hanging on there, getting through the new year. Don't do anything stupid. Still socially distance. Wear masks when you have to, when you can. And we will get through it, friends. And, you know, if you got the early symptoms, go get tested. And then if you can't have difficulty breathing, there's a test that one of my friends sent me. He may be listening, Big Al up in Atlanta. A great video that talks about the things that you want to do and test yourself. And one of the things you don't want to do is get to the point where your lungs are really struggling to breathe. And once you're to that point, you've really got some troubles. This video said what you want to do is every morning hold your breath for at least 10 seconds. And if you can hold your breath for at least 10 seconds and don't come out of that with severe coughing and you can do it, chances are you're still okay. So as a quick test, every morning hold your breath for at least 10 seconds or more. And if that diminishes for you over time, you know that the virus is beginning to get into you. And what it does, it gets down into your throat and down into your lungs, and that's where it begins to happen, and those awful things begin to go. So that's a little medical advice and economic advice this morning and on the money. That's why we're here.
And, of course, you can give us a call here. Our phone lines are open, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Get continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. Phone lines are open right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. That's the number to dial in and connect with us right now here live on the radio, 844-580-WDBO. But hey, if you're radio shy, you can always call the offices. You've got 407-869-9800. I think we got Rodney Ownby standing by taking those calls. That's 1-800-EXECUTE. And that's as if you're executing a financial plan. 1-800-EXECUTE, 407-869-9800. But hey, again, express lines right here, right now. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326 is the number to call in and join us right now. And we can field some calls in a moment as soon as we get those called in. But let's go ahead and get some questions that we received during the week here, whether it be on the live feed of the show on Facebook or just through email or calls throughout the week. We've got one here. I inherited an IRA this year, but I heard that the rules have changed this year. How do these new rules impact my account?
Well, that is a very good question because the rules did change this year. And so it really depends on when the person who passed away or when the person who passed away, what year they passed away in, whether it was 2019 or 2020, because a lot of times when people pass away, there's a lag as the estate starts to settle and before actually money gets transferred. And so if you inherit an IRA, there's a couple different options.
If you're a spouse or non-spouse.
Right, right. That was where I was going first. All so right. If you're a spouse, nothing really changed. So if your spouse passes away and you inherit their IRA, you would basically take over that account as if it were your own. So a spousal inheritance basically allows you to inherit it and you get to keep it as if it was your own IRA. The non-spousal, for people who are non-spouses, it depends again on when the person passed away because the rules changed for those who inherit or for the person who passed away in 2020 versus 2019. So under the old rules, anyone that passed away 2019 or earlier, the person who inherited it was able to then move that into what's called a beneficiary IRA or inherited IRA and take out what's called a required minimum distribution or a little bit basically out of that account every year. So depending on your age, determine how much you could take out. So if you were a younger beneficiary, you could take out a really small amount and allow that money to stay in the account tax deferred. Because as you take that money out, if it's not a Roth, if it's a traditional account, as you take that money out, you add that to your tax bill and it's counted as income to you and you basically pay income taxes on that every year. So you could take out a small amount and basically do what's called a stretch and stretch that out over your life expectancy. So that's if the person passed away in 2019. Now the rules changed. Which act changed the rule? Was it the Secure Act or the CARES Act?
Secure Act.
The Secure Act. Mm-hmm. I think it was a one of the rules, one of the laws that passed in early this year, basically changed the rules for beneficiaries. So now if the person passed away in 2020 and you're a non-spouse inheriting an IRA, it still goes into what's called a beneficiary IRA. But that beneficiary IRA now has different rules and now you cannot stretch it. And basically it starts a 10-year clock where that account has to be emptied within a 10-year period. So you can take a little bit out every year, but within 10 years, that account has to be fully depleted.
Right.
So big difference here versus for people, especially younger people. So if you were 30 or 40 and you were inheriting an IRA, you could have stretched it out over another 40 or 50 years. Now you basically got a 10-year window in order to empty out that account. And so people, if you're working and you have a decent income and now you got an inherited IRA that you're then adding this additional income in, there's some planning opportunities that go into this. But you basically have a 10-year window in which to empty that out. And the other piece that a lot of people haven't thought about is if you had a trust as the beneficiary of the IRA, because a lot of trusts are designed to pass on income over the life expectancy of the beneficiary to have some controls over that. And so if you have a trust that's written as a beneficiary of an IRA and then that trust then specifies that it needs to be paid out over their life expectancy, you have some conflict here between what the law is and what the trust says. So a lot of those trusts that have that kind of language in it need to be relooked at and changed or updated to reflect the current laws. So if you have that kind of document, make sure you go to your estate planning attorney or your attorney, whoever did your documents, and make sure that it properly reflects what you really want to have happen and that it basically works with the law.
Yeah, proper order. So stuff changes. And this is one of the reasons, too, why, as you can see, you know, they change the rules in the middle of the game and why we have always been suspect of people taking losing a tax deduction or taking big tax hits to do a Roth with the idea that 20 years down the road that the money's going to be coming out totally tax-free. Once again, it's not guaranteed. It's only what the current law is. And as you have seen, they can change the law, and they do change the law. And we're afraid that if you bite the bullet there and pay all the tax on doing a Roth conversion unnecessarily, thinking that you're going to get tax-free money down the road, you may find that it's means tested. And that's our concern, why you don't want to give up the tax deduction today for a promise that may not be there in the future. So it's one of the things that we look at as certified financial planners, what we do with our clients day in and day out when we do financial planning. We look at where your money needs to come from, what account needs to withdraw from, and the appropriate way to minimize taxes. And then, as Aaron said, if it's appropriate to do Roth conversions, as I just said, we're not against it, but there are times when you could and should be doing a Roth conversion. I see we've got a call there, Chris, so let's take it.
Yes, we do. We are going to go to Tim. He's calling in from Longwood.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Tim.
I just wanted to call. I was sitting here listening, and I'm a client of Aaron and Joe Burt and the Certified Financial Group. And I just wanted to tell everybody that's listening that I retired in 2017, and I rolled my IRA over my 401k over with you guys. And, you know, in the last 3.5 years, I've taken out like probably 130, 140,000. And right now I'm 40, 45, 50,000 more than I originally put in 2017. So I just feel so good about, you know, having the money with you guys, and I trust you guys, you know, just to talk to you and be able to get your communication back from your office to our family. I just appreciate the heck out of you guys, and I just wanted to tell all your listeners, if you're sitting at home thinking about, you know, should I call these guys? Should I go do this? Yes, you should. You should go call them, and you should go meet with them, because they're the best people, and it's just an outstanding service. And, you know, yeah, I pay 1% to you guys. So what, you know? I pay to go get my teeth cleaned and my dental work, and I pay to my cardiologist. So I just think it's a fantastic business and a fantastic service, and I wanted to say thank you.
Well, my gosh, Tim, I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. That's certainly unsolicited, and I recognize your voice. And yeah, you have been a client for a few years, and we're fortunate to have you and your wife as clients and to help you. And you know, we can only play the cards we've been dealt. You know, what we do is, as you know, is our job is to build a portfolio, getting you the most returns that we can for the least amount of risk. But there are no guarantees. You saw when times when your portfolio went down, right? I mean, that does happen.
Yeah. And yeah, you told me relax, don't worry about it. We'll be okay.
and we've been at it long enough to know that if your position, your portfolios, our portfolios are built to ride through those storms and come back when the sun shines. And the key that we have seen time and time again, particularly now with this election that we just went through, there were some advisors out there that recommended that you have a special plan that if Vice President-elect Biden is elected, that you can go to this and don't go to that. And they suggested that you go to cash and wait till the sun starts shining again or the clouds part and you know what you're going to do. Well, I want to tell you, if you did that, you have lost one heck of a lot of money since the election. And even just before the election in October, we had a great October, a great November, and it'll take years to catch up for what you may have lost by sitting in cash waiting for the clouds to depart. The key to successful investing, folks, is to have diversification, have quality, and listen to your advisor. I mean, we make the same amount of money whether you're in the market or not, and that's what we do. And we, you know, as we say time and time again, the more money you make, the more money we make. And as you said, we charge a fee for it. There's no commissions, no sales charges. But I really appreciate the call, Tim. That was very kind of you to call. And
Happy Thanksgiving.
And yeah, Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wife. Thanks so much for the call.
You too. Thank you. Thanks, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Now, Tim was one of those people that we went through the full process with. He came to us probably in 2016, I want to say.
About four years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we went through the entire planning process with him, and he was getting near retirement. And it's one of those things where you have to come in, and it's not a fun process to go through usually. It's a pretty eye-opening process where you get to go through, and we look at your income, and we look at your pensions, and we look at Social Security and your asset base. And we factor in, you know, what your expenses are and inflation and taxes and develop a portfolio around that to make sure that we, like Joe said earlier, that you can be as conservative as possible and still have a high probability of success. And so if you put all the pieces together and look at the overall plan, that's why we can tell Tim, you know, just relax, don't worry about it. You know, your portfolio, it's not necessarily something that you have to draw on in order to meet all your living expenses. But he had done a good job of saving for himself, and he had worked really hard for a lot of years and had set himself up pretty well for success. And we confirmed what I think he already knew. And now he's enjoying retirement, and we are going through and helping walk him and his wife through that for the next 20 to 30 years. And it's a great relationship that we have, and we really appreciate it.
I think the most valuable thing that you get out of going through the planning process is peace of mind. Because as Aaron said, you know, he had a feeling he was going to be okay. But we confirmed it, and then we showed him what he could and shouldn't do, and And now he knows that there's somebody guiding him, flying the airplane when the storm arises, that he doesn't have to worry about making decisions. And that's what people hire financial advisors to. And that's what we've been doing for 40 years as Certified Financial Group. So folks, if you want more information about what we do, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com, or you can call our office right now and talk to Rodney Ownby. Rodney is a certified financial planner. In addition to being a CPA, you can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTORS if you're executing a legal document. So give us a call. We'd be glad to work with you. We offer a no-obligation visit. We also have an outpost down there, if you will, down in the South Orlando area, down the Windermere area, that we can meet you with. Or meet you there, I should say. So give us a call or go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com.
And these phone lines here are still open, 844-580-WDBO. Final segment coming up. Get your question lined up right now, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. You could still hit us up in the open mic feature in the WDBO app as well. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. Reminder, you can call the offices. They've got Rodney Ownby standing by taking calls at 1-800-EXECUTE. That's 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan, or 407-869-9800. And of course, we can squeeze in one more caller here at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. But in the meantime, we can try and close things out with this question here. My wife had a long-term care annuity, and I was listed as an additional person on that policy. She recently passed away. What are my options?
Well, first of all, maybe we ought to discuss what a long-term care annuity is, because that's something that's relatively new in the long-term health care insurance field. So how does that work, Aaron?
Yeah, so a long-term care annuity is... It is part of the asset-based annuity or asset-based long-term care policies that we've been seeing a lot of lately. Basically, in the old days, you know, there were long-term care policies that were kind of like your automobile insurance. You know, you paid a premium and hoped the car didn't wreck. But if the car did wreck, then you could...
No, the car doesn't wreck. You wrecked the car.
Well, yeah, whatever. So you're paying... You're paying, so then the policy pays out, and then you fix up the car, or in this case, you get benefits to pay you when you're in a long-term care facility, or you need in-home health care or something like that in order to help offset some of the bills associated with long-term health care. So those are the old types of policies. If you never used it, you lost the premium, and the premiums could go up, and the benefits could get cut because none of that was guaranteed, kind of like your auto insurance, right? So if you have a lot of wrecks, they're going to raise your premiums. Or they're going to cut your benefits, or some combination of the two. And we've been seeing a lot of that lately with a lot of clients who've come in with older policies that had these types of things happen to their benefits. So what you're seeing now, though, are the asset-based long-term care policies that either use life insurance or an annuity as the base of the policy. And if you need long-term care benefits, you start tapping into that base policy in order to start paying for some of those benefits. And then a lot of times they allow you to add on a rider, which adds a multiple on top of that as well. So it's been a very attractive option for a lot of people because the benefits are guaranteed by the insurance company. The premiums don't go up and the benefits are locked in. So that's a long way to explain.
And you don't give up anything. So basically what you're doing, you're taking money out of one pocket and putting it into another. It's not like paying an insurance premium where you never get the money back. You're moving it from one pocket and moving it into another. And if you need it for long-term care, then you start drawing from that pocket. And when you used up your money, then the insurance company comes in and pays you or pays the long-term care costs for sometimes for the rest of your life. So right. It allows you to get a multiple of what those dollars are in the first pocket before you put it in the second pocket. So it's a great program for those people that can afford it, that need, and we all need long-term care, because folks, one out of three of us are going to spend some time in a long-term care facility, or have somebody come in our home and take care of us. And that is really the Achilles heel, if you will, in financial planning. It's the thing that's out there lurking, and that cost can be very, 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 very high. In fact, one of our colleagues just told me the other day that they increased the premium on her mother to $8,000 a month because she needs more care. And that's just short of $100,000 a year. And, you know, you don't pull mom out of the facility right now when she needs it the most. So having a long-term care program in place is something to consider. So to answer the question, once again, what was the question, Chris?
So this person had an annuity policy, and on some of these annuity policies, you can add an additional insured. So you can buy what's called a joint policy that will insure two people with one pot of money, which helps spread the risk a little bit and makes it a little bit more affordable, which is what happened with this individual. So they had the annuity, long-term care annuity, and the primary person passed away. And so he was listed as an additional insured on that policy. But what happened was, or what could happen is when, like any annuity, when you pass away, you have some options. And the options are you could claim the death benefit, you can continue the annuity as if it were your own, or you can annuitize it.
If you're a spouse, you can continue as your
own. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what exactly happened in this situation. And so I hear the music, so we got to go. So my thought is anytime you inherit an annuity, make sure you speak with your advisor and get some good advice on what to do with that particular contract, whether it's a long-term care annuity or a regular annuity.
And you call our office right now at 407-869-9800 and talk to Rodney Owenby. He'd be glad to give you more information about what we do or financialgroup.com.
Appreciate everyone tuning in. You've been listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group on WDBO 107.